第四篇
Passage 4
英汉口译
English-Chinese Interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. My topic today is new rules for building wealth in the information age. The old foundations of success are gone. For all of human history, the source of success has been controlling natural resources, land, gold, and oil. Suddenly, the answer is knowledge. The king of the knowledge economy, Bill Gates, owns no land, no gold or oil, no industrial processes. How does one use knowledge to build wealth? How do societies have to be reorganized to generate a wealth-enhancing knowledge environment? How do they incubate the entrepreneurs necessary to bring about change and create wealth? What skills are needed? The knowledge-based economy is asking new questions, giving new answers, and developing new rules for the success game. Rule 1. No one ever becomes very rich by saving money. Information technology has opened up opportunities for new products with more advanced capabilities and new processes with much higher levels of productivity. This was true for John Rockefeller as it is for Bill Gates. For both of them, lifetime savings constituted a small fraction of total wealth. Carefully saving money and investing in normal equilibrium situations can make one comfortable in old age, but never really wealthy. In what has come to be seen as the information revolution, opportunities arising from new and high technology are creating fortunes faster than ever before. The United States has created more billionaires in the past 15 years than in its previous history. Rule 2. Sometimes successful businesses have to cannibalize themselves to save themselves. Business must be willing to destroy the old while it is still successful if they wish to build the new that will become successful. If they don't destroy themselves, others will destroy them. Disequilibrium means great threats as well as great opportunities. Of what were the 12 largest American companies at the beginning of the 20th century, 11 were not around to see the beginning of the 21st century. Technological breakthroughs occur, the economic environment changes, and they could not adjust. For example, when the microprocessor allowed the personal computer to replace the mainframe as the dominant growth market in the computer industry, the old industrial leader, IBM, fell off a cliff, and new leaders, Intel and Microsoft, emerged. IBM understood the new technology and wanted to compete, but could not destroy its old business to build the new. Rule 3. Taking advantage of sociological disequilibria and developmental disequilibria. Entrepreneurs see sociological opportunities to change human habits. The cruise industry took advantage of a shift in demographics. The relative purchasing power of the elderly had doubled in 2 decades. Cruises, known at least since the days of Cleopatra, became the perfect vacation for the elderly. We move you, you don't have to move. Some owners of cruise lines have become billionaires by exploiting sociological disequilibria. Rule 4. A successful knowledge-based economy requires large public investments in education, infrastructure, and research and development. Some countries are willing to invest in research and development, others are not. For countries or companies, technological leadership is not the same thing as R&D spending. Europe spends its share on research, but if one looks at technological leadership, that spending does not seem to be paying off. To pay off, obviously, research has to be followed by the activities necessary to embed the newly developed technologies in the economy. America outclasses Europe not so much in R&D spending on information technology, for example, as in investments in information hardware and software. Rates of return on R&D spending are far above those found elsewhere in the economy. Government now pays for about 30% of total R&D in the country, but with a 66% rate of return. Private returns are apt to be much more certain if one is looking for an extension of existing knowledge rather than for a major breakthrough. Thus, many private firms tend to concentrate their money on the developmental end of the R&D process. Time lags are also shorter, and in the business world, speed is everything. Rule 5. The biggest unknown for the individual in a knowledge-based economy of this information age is how to have a career in a system where there are no permanent careers. Education has been a high return as well as a high risk investment for the individual. When new knowledge makes old skills obsolete, firms want to employ workers who already have that knowledge. In the second half of the 1990s, profitable American companies laid off more than 500,000 workers each year despite the economic boom. The old career ladders are gone. The old lifetime employees are gone. Explicitly or implicitly, today's college graduates are given a message. You are unlikely to have a lifetime career in any one company. You are going to have to learn to take responsibility for and manage your own career. Regular annual wage increases are a thing of the past. In a fast-changing world, older employees too often bring obsolete experience and out-of-date skills. There are always a lot of young potential employees who look more promising. To summarize, the information revolution is making obsolete old institutions and old modes of operation, requiring the individual, the firm, and the nation to change. For the individuals, here are three words of advice: knowledge, information, skills. The economic prospects of those without knowledge, information, and skills are bleak. For the firms, cannibalization. That is, a company should deliberately destroy existing profitable activities to allow for new and more promising business operations. And for the nations, investment. A country expecting a sustainable economic growth should constantly increase investment in education, infrastructure, and R&D.